Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com has an unlimited, unmatched selection. They've got fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. We got Foul or Fair with our man J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. That's at the bottom of the hour. But until then, plenty of great talk coming your way. So keep it locked right here for the next 60 minutes. All right, Rob, more NBA stuff. Finally, you heard Monty say it. Finally. Man, the Washington Wizards look like they may have finally, and not just them, but Bradley Beal as well, come to their senses. It's time to part ways, guys. What are we doing? I mean, Bradley Beal loves it in D.C., and that's cool. I like D.C. a lot, too. So I get it. It's a great city, and he loves it there. I respect that. But if he's trying to win, you gots to go. You gots to go. And last year, Robbie just finished his first year of a five-year, $51 million contract. So he's got 4 years max money locked up. And the Wizards, they got a new GM, Michael Winger, who used to be with the Clippers, been around the league a long time. Good guy, good GM, good front office guy. We think it's his first GM job or, you know, where he runs things in basketball operations. But he has come in and said, you know what? Enough of this. Are we just trying to be mediocre? Are we just trying to win 37 games and get into the play-in? Which, by the way, they've only made the playoffs once in the last 5 years. So now Michael Winger and the Wizards front office is working with Bradley Beal and his agent, Mark Bartlestein, to find a good spot, a landing spot for him in the trade. And Rob, Bradley Beal's got a no trade clause, so he's the only player in the league with one. And so he can, you know, obviously have a lot of say on where he goes. And before we even get into maybe where he should end up, Rob, this is the right thing to do on both sides.
I get it. I'm torn from this standpoint, Chris. I understand that you're not going to win anything with Bradley Beal, but to strip down that organization that just, like, what are you going to get for him? What are you going to do? So you're telling folks to wait another 5 to 7 years, or are you trying to go get players who can complement him and make those kind of moves? If I'm a Washington Wizards fan, I don't like it. I don't want to trade him? No, I don't want to trade him. Not Chris, I want them to build around and go get him some players to build around his talent. And I don't know what their cap situation. I'm just talking as a fan.
But what is he, your third on a championship team? What's he, your third guy?
Yeah, but we just talked about the Rockets, Chris. We just talked about it. You can go ahead and trade him and say he's a third guy, not a Batman, not a Robin or whatever. But go ahead and do that. And what's left? What are you going to get for a third guy? What are you going to get in free agency?
Let me ask you this.
That's what I'm asking you. If he's a third guy,
how about this? Now this works financially. Golden State, Bradley Beal for Jordan Poole, who can go there and score just as many points as Bradley Beal did, without question. Jonathan Kuminga, who is a young, talented kid. No doubt he's got big upside. And, you know, it could be any of the young guys, but Moses Moody. If you're Washington, now look, they're going to want draft. I assume they're going to want, especially with Winger, I think they're going to want draft picks. So maybe they won't, you know, just do it for players. But what do you think? I would love that for the Warriors. And look, like I said, those three players have big potential, and Jordan Poole will step in right away and drop 23 points a game for you. And he's fun to watch. He's exciting. And Kuminga is too. So how about something like that?
Chris, where are you going with that? I mean, really?
You're going at least to where you went with Beal.
Okay.
You're not locked in all that money like you are with Beal. And again, that's just one thing.
Portland's
trying to help out Lillard. So I don't know. Will they give up the third pick and Anthony Simons for Bradley Beal? I'm thinking they might want more than Beal, but maybe it's a package with Beal and someone else. But I don't think that'd be enough for Portland. If I'm them, I'm going the opposite way and trading Dame. But they're saying they want to build around Dame. And Bradley Beal is a really good player. And that would probably appease Dame, even though it won't get him any closer to a championship.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, that's your commodity. If you can get something and you think we're just going to strip this down and rebuild it and not be any closer. And the pieces you talked about from Golden State, they're not going to make you any. They might keep you in the same spot. I get it, Chris. But it's not going to change your franchise. And if I'm going to trade the only valuable asset I have, I need to feel like I'm getting something in return that is not going to set me back for the next 7 years or not make me feel like we might as well hold on to him. I mean, we're not going to –
Well, a lot of people
–
you don't think – what do you think Kuminga – I mean, who knows what he could become? He's only played 2 years.
You just
he's
said
only
it.
20 years old. Yeah, right, but he's got major league potential.
Yeah, I just don't know.
You know? I can't. I'm shocked that you think they should keep Bradley Beal.
I'm talking about it as a Wizards fan.
I mean, Bradley Beal ain't exactly Kyrie Irving in terms of excitement.
He's
fine.
That.
He's a really good player. He's all-star caliber.
But they paid him like he's a superstar, and they paid him like that. If that was the case, Chris, they never should have signed him, and they should have traded him before that.
No.
If I'm just saying,
I thought they should have.
Okay, that's different. If you would have told me, hey, before you sign this big deal with Bradley Beal, do you want to make a move and do something? Now I'm with that. But I'm just saying, looking going forward, there's no deal out there that's going to make the Wizards that much better or any different. That's all I'm saying.
But if you just feel like you
want to do window dressing and put a blue deck chair on the Titanic instead of an orange one, then go ahead and do it.
Rob, you might disagree, but to me, the worst place you can be in the NBA is mediocre. Like, I'm either contending or I'm young, bad, but hopeful. Like, you either sell winning or hope in the NBA. The Wizards have neither. If you trade Beal for a youth movement, at least you've got hope. Right now, Houston has hope. Let's see what Jalen Green becomes. Let's see what Alperen Şengün becomes. Let's see what Jabari Smith and Kevin Porter Jr. become. Orlando has hope. Let's see what Paolo Banchero becomes. Charlotte's got LaMelo Ball. New Orleans has Zion and Brandon. Like, hope. I know you're not going to win next year, probably, but Jonathan Kuminga is hope. Jordan Poole can already play, and he's still young enough to give you hope. The number three pick from Portland, hope. Scoot Henderson or Brandon Miller or whoever it might be, hope. You're right. 4 years from now, you might say, you know what? They know better than Bradley Beal.
That's and we're what the I'm same saying. Place. Right.
But that you try, and I'm not paying them $250 million either. So that's the other thing. Why am I paying you $250 million to not even make the play-in? Like, you got to get out of the middle. Get to the bottom so you can get some young guys that give you hope or get to the top.
That's what Houston
has. And so I just
think
it's a move they need to make.
Some young guys to build on and all that. They got the young guys, Chris. They got the picks. And guess what? They already are saying, that was nice, that was fun.
Who are you talking about?
The Rockets. They have young guys and they have picks. That's what they did. And they're looking for a star because they realize.
Well, they might have. Look, this is mismanagement. I doubt their front office is this bad. Well, Jalen Green might be a star. He averaged 20 points a game last year.
That's
they
fine.
Were it's one of the league leaders in getting to the rim last year.
Just that people aren't buying tickets to go see it. That's all.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about from a basketball perspective.
But I'm
and Bradley Beal is not exactly, you know, a guy that's drawing fans all night long. I mean, he's a good player. He's great in the community. He's an all-star, sometime he all-star. And I think for him, though, I'm happy for him, too. Because I'd love to see him. I think he'd get more love. He'd be more appreciated if he was in a winning situation. And so I just think, you know, of course, there's no guarantee that if you get a bunch of draft picks that they're going to turn out into be, you know, great players. But sometimes, like, that's how Golden State built with the draft. That's how Denver built with the draft. That's how Milwaukee built to a large degree with the draft. Like, that's how you do it. And okay. Sometimes
but
if you make the wrong picks, then you're going to be in trouble. If you make the right picks, then it'll be great.
But for every team that you just mentioned, those three, and I hear that, I can give you 10 other teams like Detroit.
You
got to
make the
teams.
Right. Well, Detroit, though, but look, Cade Cunningham was hurt. Maybe he's going to turn into something.
But they've got one playoff.
Jaden Ivey.
Their last playoff win was 15 years ago, which is just mind-boggling when I think about it because I worked there a long time. I'm just saying –
But Rob, these guys are young.
I hear you, but it's not everybody can't win that way because everybody doesn't get
well. You don't make the right picks,
right? They don't get lucky or fortunate to have the right pick. Steph Curry wasn't the first overall pick; he was seventh, right? He was seventh.
Yeah,
so it's not like
you do have to be smart and make the right picks.
Unfortunate, I get it, but I'm just saying, I understand the business side of it as well. Is that you have a product to sell. And you just can't ask fans to come back and say, hey, don't pay attention over here. We'll be back in about 5 years. Let these kids develop. You kind of got to give people something.
But I think a lot of fans will like if you have young, promising players. At least we think they're promising. I mean, at the very least, they could be as exciting as they are now. Because they're not. They're bad now. And if they're bad after the trade, guess what? At least I got $250 million contract off my books. So, but what say you? Rob seems to think they should keep Bradley Beal. I think this is smart to move him. And good for him as well. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, we're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protections in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. The Washington Wizards are now looking to trade Bradley Beal, working with him to bring it to pass. I say good for both parties. Rob says no, they should keep him. Your thoughts?
All right, let's see where everybody else is on this, Chris. Let's go with Ro in Washington, D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ro?
Hey, my guys. First thing I want to say is I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I love you guys both.
Thank you.
I need baby oil.
Love that.
Thank you.
Love
man.
That, bro. My man.
I'm Washingtonian, you know. I'm only 36 years old, so you know, I've seen the Bullets too. and the Wizards and tie, and it's over. Just we don't really care here. I mean, it's already we ain't never been good, so why not be start to rebuild over again? The GM, new GM in town. I don't really like the coach. You should have fired him. And got a new GM too, as well, a new coach and GM. So I'm ready to move on. You know what I'm saying? We moved on for Wall. We should just move on. I mean, come on. We already ain't like we competing anyway now. So
it's really
right,
sad.
That's your attitude. Like, okay, right. Let's just go, just rip go. It up and do nothing.
No, not do nothing. It's hope. At least you have hope. Now you're bad without hope.
Chris, can you make moves and be worse than you were originally? Can that happen too?
Yes, but okay. I'd rather have hope.
Okay, but I'm just saying, but that sounds good. Yeah, let's give hope
right.
for next
so,
year.
So, look, stay bad? Know
no,
you're going to be
say
bad.
That.
Stay
I did
that,
not
well,
say
that's
that.
What they're going to do.
I didn't say that.
At least if I move on, I got a chance to become good.
But you also have a chance to get worse.
Well, that's life. I mean, it's like if I'm in a bad relationship, I get out, I don't stay in and say, well, it could be worse with another person. This one is horrible, but this one could be worse. No, I get out and try. Yeah, give it a shot.
You're advocating divorce? Is that what you said?
No, I'm not. Did I say marriage? I said relationship. Okay. I pick my words wisely, Rob Parker.
I see. Well, I just was trying to paint you into a corner. Sergio in
Impossible.
El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Sergio, did you move back to El Paso or are you in L.A.?
Nah, Rob. I won't live in El Paso anytime soon. Yeah, I still live in L.A.
Okay.
So why is El Paso in there?
That's where he's from.
That's where I'm from.
You claim, so you don't claim L.A.?
No, he represents his hometown. I'm not mad at you.
And then I lived in Glendale, Arizona for the past 5 years. So when I was calling you then, I wasn't in El Paso either.
Okay, I got you. We got you.
But, you know, that's my hometown.
But the only reason I said that is because I met you in L.A., so I thought you had moved to L.A. You know what I mean? When you came to the comedy show.
No, I did move to L.A. This is where I live now.
Right, okay.
But, hey, Chris, Rob, I hope you and your families are blessed and healthy, man.
And
look, Rob, I see your point to an extent, right? But I agree with Chris wholeheartedly. I think that, like, it's kind of like giving me the same book, and, like, I already know the ending to it. Like, why are we rereading it, you know? Like I get that the next book, like you say, may be worse, but it could be worse in the beginning, and then it ends up being a way better one. You know, I that's the way that I like to describe it. It's just, like, I would be done with something, too, if it's, like, I already know it's going to go on, although I get your point that you don't want to just sell, you know, a bunch of young kids that don't know what they're doing, but if you get, like, one exciting young player and let that young player fail for a couple years and he shines a game or two, you know, throughout the seasons, that's something that you can begin to sell that's brand new and not, like, stale, you know?
Yeah, I guess, I, you know, you could sell that for a little bit, and if it's not better or those kids are worse, it
can't be worse.
It can be worse. Yes, it
no,
can.
It can't. If you're worse, at least you get a high lottery pick, most likely.
And then you don't know what he might turn out. He could be a
Yeah, but Rob, I can't believe
just,
this is your take. This
That's
is ridiculous.
My take.
Then why have the draft? We don't know what these kids will be. Who knows?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I would rather
of course.
Build around Bradley Beal. He's not an old player.
First of
Make
all,
the
you,
team
do you
better.
Have the ways to build around? They've been trying that for the last 5-6 years. It hadn't worked. They had Westbrook. Remember that? They got to the playoffs. Got beat in the first round.
Yeah, well, what a novel idea. They added a star to the team, and they went to the playoffs. Wow.
Yeah, and got beat in the first round.
But they still went to the playoffs.
They've been in the playoffs
that's
before. That's not hope if you know you're going to get bounced in the first round, which we knew with two veteran
leaders.
Did we know
that? Did you bet on that?
Yeah,
you knew
we
it?
Knew that. You thought they were going to do something?
I thought they were going to the finals that year. No? With Westbrook? No? Okay. All right.
You probably did. All right. It is
what?
The
that
yeah,
one,
it was,
Alex.
It was, just
you're
sad.
So
Thank
hard
you,
on
Alex.
Me, Alex.
Well, Rob, we have up, high Rob. Standards. Well, not high, but we got some standards. Some
okay.
standards
have
for
to
you
now.
I mean, you need a strong finish, Rob.
I'm gonna
like
do.
Some
I'm gonna have a strong finish.
We need
in Brooklyn.
Some strong
Don't
jokes
worry.
In the next half an hour.
I'm ready for Brooklyn. No,
well, I'm talking about now. I'm dying
till
up
Brooklyn.
Here. I need a laugh. All right, I need a chuckle. All right? And I'm not getting
fall.
It.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Foul or fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It's time for Foul or Fair here on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And of course, like we do every week, we're going to bring in MLB bros J.R. Gamble to help us go around the diamond with all the biggest stories out of baseball.
What up?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? I'm back again. While all the GOAT tandems of sports talk are breaking up, I'm here with the longest running The Nikolai Jokic, Jamal Murray of the game, and Rob Parker and Chris Broussard.
Who else broke up? We got breaking news? Did other people break up? Oh,
the Fat Boys, Kip and Shannon, Amigos.
Yes. Okay. We're not breaking up yet. We're just getting started. Year six starts in September.
The Beatles, Pointer Sisters, the Supremes.
Yes. Everybody broke up. You're right. Lionel Richie and the Commodores, right?
But not the Odd Couple. Not the Odd Couple.
No, we are not breaking up. We got a long way to go.
Right. Chris got to get me to retirement. We got a long way to go.
All right.
Don't
let's get it going.
Crying. Don't be all crying when you break up either, please.
No.
All right, guys. On the same day that the Nevada State Senate voted to approve $380 million in public funds to build a ballpark to lure the A's to Las Vegas, fans in Oakland held a reverse boycott, drawing over 27,000 fans. I believe that's triple their average attendance this year, and giving away 7,000 green shirts with "sell" embroidered on the front. Foul or fair to say that the Athletics are as good as gone from Oakland?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
They were as good as gone. The first time they told us they were as good as gone a couple of years back. So when so many people made attempts and did backflips trying to figure out ways to keep the team in Oakland, so it won't go the way of the Warriors and the Raiders. But as we see, the law of Vegas is strong, fellas. The franchise and ownership wants to leave. The fans aren't showing up to the ballpark. Could care less about the miserable product they've had on the field. So, unfortunately, you know, aside from history, there's no reason to keep the team in Oakland.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes, sir.
The economics, they can't get the stadium built. Oakland was once, Chris, we talked about city size, was once a major metropolitan with a newspaper, its own newspaper, the Oakland Tribune, owned by a black man. I mean, it was like that city was thriving. And it's just not that anymore. And unfortunately, it's going to cost them their last major league team. I just don't see how they stay.
Yeah, it's a trifecta. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
They're gone. All right. And 27,000 fans, God bless them. But that's not going to change anything.
All right.
Not much left to say, Bo.
Yeah, pretty much. It's unfortunate. Entering Wednesday's action, the New York Mets and San Diego Padres both sit below the 500 mark, having played uninspired baseball for most of the season, despite spending a lot of money in the offseason. Foul or fair to say that these are the two most disappointing teams in baseball this year?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, if you believe what you see on paper, I can't be crazy now, but I always said the Mets were crazy, if you rewind the tape, to give two aging workhorse pitchers all of that money and expect them to be able to leave their staff. Even worse than that move was letting two young workhorses in Marcus Stroman and Taijuan Walker just bounce with no compensation. Could really use those guys right now. The Lindor move's proven to be terrible, as he's serviceable, but not a superstar, not the superstar they paid for. And, you know, flashes cash. The Mets flash cash, but in the wrong places. San Diego, they're putting a lot of bats together. They could slug their way to the top. The pitch has been decent, but they didn't count on a down year from Soto, and they didn't know what they were going to get from the other guys. So, sure, both those teams have been a huge disappointment.
There's no doubt about it. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I told y'all last week the Marlins, I think, are going to finish better than the Mets. And y'all laughed at me. You mocked me. You ridiculed me. You scorned me. And here Miami sits 5.5 games ahead of the New York Mets. Yeah, we thought we were going to get big. We thought we were in store for big things from the Mets. And here we are, and they're almost at the bottom of the division. It's a travesty.
I'll say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
But I disagree with you guys. I'm saying right here, right now, Bo, you got the tape rolling? Right here, right now? The
yes.
Mets and the Padres will both, B-O-F, both make the postseason. Okay?
No way, no how.
They're both going to make it. And the same way people wrote off the Phillies, baseball is a long season. Those two teams are very, very talented and will get it together. And you'll go back and go, well, it was early and it didn't look like they were going to get together. Watch and see. They will get it together.
Yeah, I think we can throw the Cardinals on that list, too. They are they are bad.
Yeah, throw them on there.
Yeah, so last one here, guys. The Los Angeles Angels have won 8 of their last 10 games, including 2 straight wins over the division-leading Texas Rangers. But is it foul or fair to say that regardless of their playoff positioning, the team should look to move Shohei Ohtani at the trade deadline?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Ohtani, they've won some games in a row. They're looking better than they have in a while. But Ohtani, all the team has going for it right now. Mike Trout can't win alone. That's been proven. He's a bit banged up from the load he's carried all these years. If they do trade Ohtani, it has to be for, what, right, the Hall of Halls, you would think. A couple of frontline starters, a starting caliber position player. Not sure who has all of that to give for Ohtani, so I seriously doubt he could be moved by the trade deadline. Because he comes with a huge price tag, fellas, and he doesn't guarantee you a championship despite his rare talents. He will attract more fans, though. But I would keep him.
I say it is fair.
It's a fair ball.
And once I would make him an offer. Hey, here's $500-600 million. Are you signing? You don't need to wait till the end of the year to make this decision. Here's the money. Here's the deal. Are you signing or not? And if he turns it down, the same way that Soto turned down $440 million from the Nationals, I'm sure he wished he would have taken it now, Soto, yeah. And then he was traded immediately. Once the guy tells you he's not going to take your money, you got to move him and get whatever you can get for him.
Yeah, I think it's fair as well.
It's a fair ball.
And I mean, my logic, I get where both of you are coming from. I'd love to keep him. If I'm the Angels, and that's my number one goal, so I don't want to trade him. But they got to find out, or unless you lose him for nothing.
Right.
I got to find out, are you staying? And the best way to find that out is to make him a huge offer. And if he rejects it, then you got to trade him. You can, like you said, you can get a haul for him. I mean, personally, I love to see him in New York. You guys know that.
Yep.
But if right. I'm from the Angels' perspective, I do have to look to trade him just because – Now, look, if he signs, I'm overjoyed, and
right.
I get to keep him.
And,
but
Chris, here's the other part, the little nugget, the last thing, is not only could he wind up just leaving you, he could wind up going and playing for the Dodgers and rub it in your face
right.
in the same market.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, that's what could happen to
you.
The
know, they would be smart to go for him, too.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they have their time with Ohtani and Trout at, you know, discount value. They're not going to be able to keep them both at those prices. So
right.
All right. J.R. Gamble, MLBBro.com. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, more I Couple coming your way as we wrap up another 3-hour show. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. The idea of New Orleans trading Zion Williamson, and it's gaining steam. Brian Windhorst of ESPN has said it's a possibility. Shams Charania of The Athletic has said it's a possibility. And our friend Mark Stein has written the same thing on Substack. He said one well-placed source, I believe it was how he termed it, but he said that well-placed individual told him that he does believe, he's convinced, that if they could get Scoot Henderson, the point guard, then they would trade away. It's a well-placed observer, he calls him. I heard this week from one well-placed observer who is convinced that the Pelicans would indeed consider dealing Williamson away if it meant they could draft Henderson. And he says they're less inclined to give up Brandon Ingram in the same scenario. So that means Charlotte, because if you trade him for number 3 to Portland, you don't know that you're going to get Scoot Henderson. He might go at number 2. So that means Charlotte, if I'm Charlotte, I get the risk. It is a risk. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I'm Charlotte, I'm giving you the number 2 pick for Zion Williamson, if I can do it. They got LaMelo. That's their point guard, LaMelo Ball. So they're good with him, right? And so I would do it, Rob.
Yeah, be careful. The last time a team was like, well, we already have our shooting guard. We don't need to get another one, is when they didn't pick Michael Jordan.
So you think Scoot Henderson's Michael Jordan?
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you got to be careful. Maybe what the real move is to get Henderson and get rid of LaMelo and get somebody else. That's what I'm saying. Like if he's better, then maybe you're moving on, but not. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you draft the best player.
No, I get it, but I still only got
LaMelo.
No, I get
LaMelo.
It, right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I get
all.
It, but I'm
that's
just
all.
Saying – I'm basic, more so talking about the opportunity to get.
No,
higher.
I understand. I'm just, I get the point. I would be shocked if New Orleans traded him.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do it. But and Rob, I'm gonna say this: if they do trade him, or if they're indeed open to it, Rob, I think it says more about what they think of his mental or mentality than it does. I mean, obviously, physically, it's a problem. But if they are willing to trade him at this point, Rob, I think they feel like, you know what, he don't love the game, or they've seen some deficiencies in his, character might be strong, or mentality where he's just not going. They are convinced now he's not going to put in the work to cut the weight or to stay healthy or whatever. And Rob, you and I talked about it before the playoffs. Remember when he said he's good? Physically, I'm fine. I'm just, I'm not going to go out there till I can be Zion. What? How many guys did we see, Rob, play in the playoffs with what we think may have been injuries? LeBron, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, maybe Anthony Davis. A lot of guys went out there banged up. Zion wasn't willing to.
It's almost impossible to play a whole season. I don't care what sport you're in. You're not going to be 100%. You're not going to be like opening day, Chris, and and you haven't put in any minutes or innings or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Like that's just not realistic. If you're injured and you cannot perform, that's totally different.
What do you think of the notion that, he needs a fresh start? It'll be good for him.
I'm not there on a fresh start. I just think I would love to see the guy healthy. I would not give up on Zion because when he's played, he's a monster. And I want to see if we could. I need 1 year of that, and then maybe. He's only, Chris, what, 23? I mean.
23.
Scary.
I agree. I'd be a little surprised, but if I'm Charlotte, I'm trying to jump all over that. All right, it is the Chris Broussard and Rob Parker Show, also known as The Odd Couple. So you keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. Fire's on the way, y'all. I'm serious.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.